Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Sunday evening, December the 26th, 2010. It's been a little while since I put up a podcast. Been a very busy time for me lately, but I especially wanted to get this podcast done because 2010 is almost over. You know, many people, the final week before the new year, work on their New Year's resolutions. People have the best intentions, as you well know, but many times those resolutions just fade away by February. So, as a suggestion, why don't we all just raise the bar in 2011? Now, what I mean by raising the bar is that before you get into specifics with your resolutions for the coming year, first, take an honest look at yourself. I plan on doing the same. And here's why. Have you ever asked yourself what your true potential is? Yes, I know we all have different degrees of talents and abilities and long suits, but do we have any potential to rise above where we are right now? Or have we all arrived at our destination? No more to learn, no chance of excelling. We've just maxed out our talents and abilities. And yes, of course, there are some people with tremendous talents and abilities, and they have not risen up to them yet. But I'm talking about those who think that they've maxed out their own potential. And I think that that is still a matter of choice. Now look, we all have free will, right? And because of that, I think we all choose where we want to stay. I'm sure some people would disagree with that and come up with all kinds of reasons why they are where they are. The economy, their education, their lack of time, bad luck, and so on and so on. And by the way, I've got an article coming out this Thursday in the PEP letter that kind of relates itself to this and New Year's resolutions. So if you're a subscriber to the PEP letter, you'll get that this Thursday. If not, in the right column, there's a place where you can sign up to get the free PEP letter, okay? But do you know why a person stays a loser? Because he sees himself as a loser, and he accepts that he is a loser, and so he does nothing to change it. But isn't that, in fact, choosing to be a loser? Why is it that very few people focus on their potential? Most people focus on their current circumstances or conditions. In other words, where they are right now. And again, isn't that a choice? I know some would say, no, that's reality, man. This is where I'm at right now. Okay, that's true. No one's denying that, but where do you want to go? What is your potential? You see, I'm talking about what you choose to focus on. You know, I talked to a lady recently who, for months, had a note stuck to her computer screen about the job that she wanted. I mean, the exact job, location, city, state, all of that. And she told me that at first there were a few days that she felt kind of silly about having that little note there because she knew the caliber of the people who worked there and thought a few times that, gee, they would never hire her. But she dismissed those thoughts and just kept that note stuck to her computer and saw it and saw it and saw it. It was potential. It was a possibility. And 8 months ago, she got that job. You see, what we think about, we bring to us. What we focus on, we bring to us. Who we think we are is who we become. It's a universal law that works for everyone. True, there may be more resistance for one than for someone else, so it may come quicker for some and not for others, but tell you something, the law still works if we just keep applying it. I was at a convention recently, and one of the speakers, George Zaluki, made a great point. He said that a law is a law, and the law doesn't care if you like it, learn it, or discard it. It still works. You know, like gravity. It just works. So, again, what is your potential? And here's what's interesting. It doesn't matter if someone else says you have great potential or not. What's important is whether or not you believe it, because if you do, your self-talk is going to change, and then you'll be on track to bring to you what you want to come to you. You know, I was talking a few minutes ago about raising the bar. And you know, when it comes to Christianity, where exactly is that bar for us? Was God's plan to send His Son to die for us so that we could be saved and have eternal life and have His Spirit within us and be, as the Bible says, His dear children? Was His plan that all of us that are now His dear children be below average people? All right, how about just average? Well, you know what the Bible says, don't you? The Bible says more than conquerors. You see, God's not in the failure business. He's in the success business. He wants each of us to excel, to reach whatever it is we want to reach. So before you do your New Year's resolutions, raise the bar. See yourself not as below average or just average, but as the Bible says, more than a conqueror. You know something? Literally, those words mean super conqueror. Yeah, that's you. That's your God-given potential. So don't just say, I'm going to try, or I really want this in my life, or boy, I hope things go better. Instead, why don't you make a proclamation based on your potential as a super conqueror? Why not say, I shall do this year? I shall do this because I know who I am and who God made me to be, a super conqueror. I shall do this and I shall do that this year. This is the year that I shall do. You know, there are those who are waiting for something to happen. Then there are those who just watch things happen. And then there are those who make things happen. Which one will you be in 2011? Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to check and see if I've posted something new because you get notified personally every time something new is posted. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe, either email or RSS. And as my way of saying thank you for subscribing, when you do subscribe, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link down below with some information. Thanks for listening. Until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.